I want you to take a careful moment and think about this very carefully right now. What is the one thing in this new year that is going to hold you back from a closer relationship with Jesus? Is it maybe your job, being consumed with work all the time? Is it a toxic friendship or group of friends that are holding you back? Or could it even be your children, that you're so consumed with your children and doing things all the time with them and carting them all over that you don't even have time for prayer or Bible study or Bible reading any time in your life? Now, don't get me wrong. So many of these things are great blessings from God. Job, money, possessions, friends, family, children. Of course, we're so thankful for these things. We love these things. But let's not forget what Jesus says. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and strength and mind. This is really what the first commandment is all about. You shall have no other gods means that nothing comes before God in your heart. Not that nothing else should be in your heart, but nothing should come before God in your heart. So this year, as we're talking about a new year and a new you and being a living sacrifice for God, offering your body to Him in service, I want you to also think about having a heart that is fully devoted to God. And here's the amazing thing, as you reflect on His love for you, that God has you in His heart, that God so loved the world that He sent His Son for you, it's amazing how much that love is going to spill out as you show love to other people too. One of the most godly people I have ever met in my life is a wonderful woman named Bonnie. She is one of those people who is always at church, always volunteering, always giving of her time, giving above and beyond, serving people. Even when I was busy with church stuff, she would help watch our kids. She is a woman that over time, as my administrative assistant, really became like a second mother to me. In fact, my children even call her Grandma Bonnie, and my 8-year-old daughter will text her and FaceTime with her all the time. What an incredible servant of God who just loves Jesus and loves other people. This new year, reflect on the love of Christ. So incredible that He would come to save us and to serve us with His life and death. And as you think about that and have your heart focused on Christ, think about how you can show that same kind of love to other people, a heart fully devoted to God and fully devoted to others. And what a blessed new year it's going to be.